Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning. It's with great sadness that we stand here today and acknowledge the loss of one of our own. Isaiah Bias, 28 years of age, was a dedicated detention officer with over 6 years of service to the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, where he served as a detention officer from January 19, 2016, to December 15, 2016, at which time he left to go to attend Newberry College. Isaiah returned to us February 14, 2019, until his tragic death yesterday. Isaiah was an explorer with the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, Explorer Post number 106, for over 2 years before he was able to even serve in an official capacity. The officer's dedication to ensuring the safety and security of our community will never be forgotten. On behalf of the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, I want to express our deepest condolences to Officer Isaiah Baez's family, friends, and colleagues during this difficult time. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office is providing support to those affected by this devastating loss. As far as the investigation goes, on Monday, December 16th, at approximately 3:45 p.m., the Ellis County Sheriff's Office personnel responded to an incident in the Wayne McCullum Detention Center, which is the Ellis County Jail, where an inmate assaulted detention officer Bias. Inmate medical personnel responded and began immediate life-saving procedures until members of the Waxahachie Fire Department and EMS personnel arrived. Isaiah was transported to Bader Waxahachie, where he was pronounced deceased. The Texas Rangers are conducting an investigation, this investigation into the circumstances surrounding this tragic event. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office is fully cooperating with their investigation to ensure justice is served for our officer and his family. Aaron Simeon Thompson, 45 years of age, from Ennis, Texas, has been charged with capital murder. Thompson was arraigned and issued a bond of $2 million. Most of the time, law enforcement officers and detention officers deal with good folks having a bad day. Occasionally, we deal with bad folks. I can honestly say that my staff over the last day has dealt with pure evil. And Explore. We have an Explore program at Dallas County Sheriff's Office where 14 to 20-year-olds can become part of the agency. They ride with their officers occasionally. They get trained by officers. They go to competitions. And he was in that for almost a little over 2 years before he actually became a full-time detention officer when he became eligible to and old enough to. And then he came to work for us in 16, like I said, for almost right at a year. And then he quit for a short time for a couple of years and went full-time and attended Newberry College. After he got out of college is when he came back to us in February of 19, where he's been ever since. I spent time with his family last night. His mom, his sister, and her husband, when Isaiah was a detention officer here, when he was an explorer here, his younger siblings, he's the oldest of the kids in his family, and the younger siblings actually came out and acted like actors, bad guys, when they would do scenarios, when they would do their training. And I walked in and his sister said, yeah, you recognize me from back then. But he was a very family-oriented person. His sister's baby is a week old, and he was able to see the baby the day it was born. Everybody here that worked with him in the jail loved him. He was one of the kind of guys that if you needed help, he'd come help you. Outstanding person. Yes, ma'am.
Sheriff, I'm so sorry for your loss. At this point, obviously, while your staff is trying to deal with coping with this, what is being implemented to help fill this gap right now as you try to navigate this, but also still deal with the duties that you have every day?
So we've got a mental health coordinator now for Ellis County. She's been here. She was here last night. She's here now, as well as from members from North Texas Behavioral Health Authority are here offering one-on-one counseling and that kind of thing to any of our staff. We're going to have everybody cycle through, and we would definitely want to get them whatever they need to be able to deal with this. That's a priority. Our priority in the jail is keeping our staff safe, as well as keeping our inmates safe. But yes, they're helping greatly in that way.
Can you say what the inmate was initially in jail for at this time, or is that?
Do we have that?
Yes,
sir. Go ahead.
So Thompson was in our jail for 3 counts of assault on a public servant. He was also being held on an evading charge as well.
About how long was he here? Had he been here?
My understanding is that he'd come in early November of this year.
Sheriff, you mentioned that this officer started as an explorer, went to school, to Navarra College for law enforcement. Talk to me about did you know anything of his future goals and plans? This was obviously a calling and not just a career.
Yeah, I know from a young age, from when he was an explorer here, when I first met him at 14 years of age, he wanted to be in law enforcement. And he came in to work for the jail. You can come to work in the jail at 18, where you can't be a peace officer in Texas until you're 21. So he came to work in the jail before he was able to be a peace officer. Whether or not we have a program here that you can step from being in the jail to being a deputy on the streets, and a process with a pathway to make that happen. Whether or not that was where he was going to go or not, I can't say for sure. I know he loved what he did. He loved his people he worked with, and everybody around him loved him. Law enforcement in some capacity was definitely a career choice that he made and he loved.
Sheriff, you had made a comment earlier regarding the suspect about pure evil. Can you go into more detail just regarding what happened yesterday and then obviously the other interactions that took place before this?
Yeah, when I mention pure evil, I'm talking about the person that committed this murder. And it was an act that he chose to do. I think that's the definition. As far as going into more detail, no, ma'am, I'm not going to, because of the Texas Rangers and our staff are assisting him with this investigation. I can't go into a whole lot about that. But it was an assault from this inmate to Isaiah Baez, a horrific account.
Sheriff, can you tell us what the next steps you guys go and do from here?
The ultimate decision will be made by the district attorney's office whether or not they seek the death penalty on this case. If I have anything to say about it, that's exactly what will happen. I believe they will ask my opinion as well as the ranger that worked this case. But the ultimate decision lies on the district attorney's office.
That is on
that. Why is that your opinion?
Why is what?
That they should receive the death penalty.
Because it was a heinous, horrific, purposeful murder that was senseless and not needed. That's exactly
right. You mentioned this person had been in for assault on a public servant before 3 times, you said?
Yeah, that's what he's in here for right now, before this new charge was added to him last night.
And then when someone with that history comes in, do you approach them differently? Do they, are they treated differently?
You talking about in the jail? Yeah, yes. He was actually in a segregated area where he was in a single cell for 23 hours a day. He got to be out of the cell for 1 hour a day. This occurred when Officer Bias was putting him back into his cell after his 1 hour a day.
And Officer Bias was by himself when that happened, or was he with other officers?
I'm not going to go into that right now because of the investigation.
And is he still here, or has he been transported elsewhere for now?
He has been transported elsewhere for now.
Can you say where?
Sorry, Sheriff, has an incident like this happened in the department before? Or is this kind of like...
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
What's on your heart, Sheriff? What's on your heart right now?
I'm sorry.
What's on your heart right now?
Isaiah's family. His physical family and his family here at the Ellis County Sheriff's Office. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, that will end today's press conference. I appreciate you taking the time to come out. Thank you.